Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Whenever I think air show, I think of this song. Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone, when you see the incredible formations flying over the skies in Chicago, the days leading up to the air show, the U.S. Thunderbirds, whatever aircraft it is, it's always awe-inspiring to see what it is. In my mind, I'm thinking of this song when it's happening. The Chicago Air and Water Show is continuing. Today, it'll be going on, it'll be starting at 10 o'clock this morning. It usually starts with the water part of the show. And then all the aeronautics begin a little bit after that. The Thunderbirds, the U.S. Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights, the U.S. Navy Leapfrogs, F-35 Heritage Flight, F-16 Fighting Falcons. I mean, the list goes on and on of what you're going to see there. And I got to say, after all these years of doing shows here on WGN, it's rare that we have something that we've never done before, but I believe that this is the first time, certainly for me, and I think, I don't think I have ever heard on WGN, a live conversation with the cockpit of a Fokker F-27, Captain Benjamin Fizel joining us on the phone line. Captain, can you hear us?
I sure can. How are you doing this morning?
For some reason, I would think that a cockpit of an airplane would be way noisier than this.
Normally, it would be. Right now, I'm sitting here on the ramp where the backup bird for this morning jumped. So I'm coming to you from the cockpit, but we're all quiet on the ramp watching the airplanes take off and get ready to start the show.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. And they told me that you were in the cockpit of a plane. I figure you're doing figure eights or, going in between.
Right.
In between all the skyscrapers on the lakefront and so forth. But nonetheless, great to talk to you for a couple of reasons. Number one, I have been the biggest fan of your dad forever, the great Jim Fizel, who's actually going to be joining us later in the show today. He's been a mainstay here on WGN for years and years, talking about agriculture, horticulture, gardening, and all that stuff. But it's a pleasure to talk with Captain Fizel, who is the Aviation Detachment Commander for the Golden Knights, the U.S. Army parachute team. He has a very, very extensive record, including, if you don't mind me bragging on you a little bit, a Bronze Star, the Air Medal, the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, Global War on Terror Service Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Service Ribbon, the NATO Medal, and the Army Aviation Badge. I don't even know how you can climb into the plane with all that hardware.
It sounds a little more impressive than it actually is. Trust me, that's a relatively tame rundown of any number of hundreds and if not thousands of pilots in the Army who have been doing their part with the military over the last decade and a half, going all around the world. We do collect a few pieces of accoutrement to go on our uniform that recognize where we've been and what we've done, but we're just doing our job on a daily basis.
Well, doing an amazing job, and I know I speak on behalf of everyone listening when I say thank you for all that you've done as well.
I appreciate that.
So it's got to be fun to come to Chicago, right, and be part of this legendary show that we put on every year along the lakefront?
It is a blast. I'll tell you, my grandfather, and I hate to date everything here, but Jim Fizel is actually my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
And,
okay.
Yeah, so my dad used to bring us up. Mike Fizel's my dad. He used to bring us up just about every year to Chicago to visit the grandparents up here, and Grandma and Grandpa would come down to Texas to see us. So we had a really good relationship with them over the years. And one of the things is that Grandpa Jim Fizel, he would always invite us to come up for the Air and Water Show, because he knew that we were all interested in airplanes, and especially I was really interested in being a pilot as a kid, and just never quite worked out.
Yeah.
And never was able to make it up here. But I hope that when I finally was able to make it up here, the fact that I kind of made it in style makes up for all those years
that
neglected to come up here and meet him for the air show. So it has been an absolutely terrific experience being here.
Finally
being able to participate.
Yeah, finally getting to see the Chicago Air Show from your vantage point of being in it.
From a little bit different perspective, absolutely.
That's amazing. So how do you get involved with the Golden Knights? I mean, obviously, you know, you're very much involved with, you know, the Army and have a distinguished record. How do you go from one to being part of this elite group?
Well, there's a couple different routes that any member could become involved with the Golden Knights. Of course, for the parachutists, who are the stars of the show, those are the guys who really are where the rubber meets the road. They go through a very rigorous selection process where they have to apply and come and try out for the Golden Knights down at Fort Bragg. And it's a very rigorous process. They put them through a very extensive evaluation of their skills and their decision-making in order to select the finest candidates to then represent the U.S. Army to the American public, some of whom eventually do go on also to be in members of the competition teams representing the United States Army and the United States of America at times on world competition stages and what have you. Some of the other members, technically with the aviation detachment, I'm a support member for the Golden Knights. So just as in the Army in general, aviation exists for the sole purpose of getting the soldiers to the point they need to be on the ground on time, on target, plus or minus 15 seconds is our standard here. So that's what we're all about, is getting the Golden Knights on target. And the way that we get involved with the team is our managers who are over head of our personnel divisions will kind of let us know if we are eligible for service with the Golden Knights. And then we go through a little bit of a brief selection process as well. And then we come to the Golden Knights if they select us to come be part of the team. And we go through our training program and make sure that we are fully qualified and capable to ensure that those guys, those parachutists in the back, are exactly where they need to be to bring the United States Army into contact with the American public and the public at large.
Is there a particular you know, type of training? You know, parachuting into open spaces, I would imagine, is one thing. When you're doing it and you're butt up next to, you know, a long highway full of high-rise buildings, I would imagine this, it's got to be a little bit different, right?
It's, of course, we always practice to be as precise as we can. So even when we are jumping into a very wide open field area, we treat it as a very, very small opening situation. So we always try to make sure that we get them exactly where they need to be. And it does involve some training and some repetitions to make sure that we're proficient at it. We'll have some various instrumentation up in the cockpit with some navigation points that help align us with right where the drop zone is. And then once we get headed inbound to the drop zone, we are heavily reliant on the jumper who is in the back looking out the door, giving us corrections. So he'll give a hand and arm signal to my crew chief who's standing behind me, and the crew chief will pass me the word and tell me that I need to turn a little bit left or a little bit right in order to line up exactly on the target, compensating for winds and whatever conditions we have. So it's very much a team effort once we get headed inbound there, and it does require us to be constantly training with each other.
I can imagine. Were you guys involved with the jump that the Chicago Bears' Charles Peanut Tillman did yesterday?
That jump is going to be out of Air Force C-130. Here in Chicago, we are in a joint situation, as is such the case around the world these days. We're always operating with our fellow service members from the other services. And here at the Chicago Air and Water Show, we're operating alongside the U.S. Navy Leapfrog parachute team. And they're supported by U.S. Air Force C-130. So it's very much a joint operation in order to kick off the air show here. Then later on in the afternoon, we'll do the full air show out of our Fokker F-27 Friendship here.
Yeah.
But that jump will happen out of the C-130.
Do your whole thing. But you guys must have, you know, must be involved with, you know, celebrity jumps and, you know, the local media. You know, that's the big deal every year. getting the,
right.
the local media.
From time to time, I've had some people who you might recognize jump out of the back of the airplane that I was flying at the moment. So it's a neat part of the job. It's a very, very exciting thing to be able to be a part of this organization, being able to be a part of bringing the Army into contact with the public and vice versa.
Now, without mentioning any of their names, of course, unless you want to, what were their demeanors like shortly before they jumped out of a perfectly good functional airplane?
Oh, it ranges anywhere from a look on the face of "I'm not so sure about this" to the look of "Wow, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life." So, occasionally, usually in this airplane, it's too large. We can't really hear anything when the jumpers go out the back. But in the smaller airplane that we fly, we do a lot of those tandem jumps, and from time to time, you can hear someone giving a little shriek of either excitement or some adrenaline escaping right as they go out the door, and that's always fun.
I can imagine there may be some choice words.
But no, when everybody lands on the ground, though, that's the important part, and
they
all, to a man, every one of them that I've ever seen come in for a landing says, "That was awesome," and they're clapping their hands.
Exactly.
And so it's a really great experience.
That's been my experience when you've had, you know, celebrities jumping out. Often I've been on the ground waiting for them to, you know, to interview them. And they're often white as a ghost, but that's what they say, that was amazing. They can't wait to go back up and do it again.
Right. Well, you know, they've had cool air rushing by them at 125 miles an hour, so that may be where the lights came from.
Good Lord. I give them credit. So what's going to happen? What time will you guys go up today? And what do you think are some of the other highlights to see today?
Well, there's going to be a lot of good stuff. Actually, I have the Team Oracle airplane taxiing in front of me right now. Getting ready to take off, and so there's going to be a bunch of fantastic displays happen this morning, and we're all kind of in the process of watching the weather, watching the clouds, see how much is going to get done. And I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but Thunderbird taking off right in front of me here.
Here we go. This is what we wanted to hear.
Yeah, there. So one of the Thunderbird two-seat aircraft just took off right in front of me, and it's going to take somebody, I believe, for a ride from an aerial look at the air show. So it's pretty neat being here. We've got, I believe, that the Force took off a little while ago in their Force ship. They may actually be over the beach at this time, waiting to see if our jumpers. It looks like the clouds might be starting to break up. So I think.
Yeah, looks like you have a much better day than you did yesterday. Did we lose the connection? It sounded like we did. Yeah, I think we did lose the connection. if you want to get more information on the air show, cityofchicago.org has all that is going on there today. We have to break for the news anyway. So, Bennett, why don't you jump back on with him and thank Captain Fizell very much, Captain Ben Fizell, the grandson of longtime WGN agriculture expert Jim Fizell, who is going to be joining us a little after 12 o'clock today to talk about your gardening and so forth today. So thank you to Captain Fizell, not only for joining us today, but as you heard with his accomplishments, including the Bronze Star, his service to the United States.